Dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们,
as usual, I always feel very difficult to speak after the Lord's Supper.
如同往常一般,我每次觉得在波饼聚会之后对我来讲都是很难有交通。
I wonder why we always have speaking after the Lord's Supper.
我实在是常常觉得很稀奇，为什么在主的晚餐之后呢，我们还需要讲道？
Have we already reached the summit?
我们不是已经摸到那个最高峰了吗？
We have already been brought to the very presence of our dear Lord.
我们不是已经被带到我们亲爱主的同在当中了吗？
And if we just stay there,
如果我们就停留在那里，
What else do we want?
我们还需要什么呢？
He is everything to us.
他对我们来说是我们的一切。
So I always feel it's very strange that we have another meeting after the Lord's Supper.
所以对我来讲常常觉得很奇怪，为什么我们在主的晚餐之后我们还要有另外一个聚会。
I hope I can dismiss you now.
我盼望我现在就能够使大家散会。
And you go with the Lord.
然后你就跟随主。
Waiting for the Lord's return.
在那边等候主的再来。
And that's all we need to do.
这就是我们需要做的。
But the brothers have decided that I should speak.
可是我们弟兄们决定我要交通一些。
And I have to obey.
所以我就必须要顺服。
Will you please turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 2?
请大家翻到哥林多前书第二章。
The last verse.
最后的一节。
1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 16.
哥林多前书二章十六节。
Who has made known the mind of the Lord? Who has instructed him? But we have the mind of Christ.
谁曾知道主的心去教导他呢？但我们是有基督的心了。
We have the mind of Christ.
我们是有基督的心或基督的心思。
Now what is the mind of Christ?
基督的心思是什么呢？
The mind of Christ is that he is coming to take us to himself.
基督的心乃是要回来把我们接到他那里去。
You remember while he was on earth.
我们记得当我们的主还在世上的时候，
Before he left,
在他离开之前,
he told his disciples,
他告诉他的门徒们,
I go,
我去,
but I'm coming back,
但是我要回来,
to take you to myself,
把你带到我们那里, 带到我那里去,
I go to prepare a place for you,
我在那边为你们预备住处,
and then I'll come back to take you,
然后我要回来, 把你带到我那里。
That where I am, you will also be.
我在哪里，你们也要在那里。
Now this is the promise of our Lord.
这乃是我们主向着我们的应许。
He promised his disciples before he left and returned to heaven.
他这乃是他向着他的门徒的应许，在他离世要回到天家之前的应许。
So from the first century.
所以从第一个世纪开始。
Those who love the Lord,
对那些爱主的人,
they were looking to the return of the Lord.
他们就在那边仰望等候主的回来。
They were not wrong.
他们没有错。
Because the Lord may come in the first century.
因为我们的主能够在第一个世纪回来。
If his people are ready.
如果他的百姓预备好了。
But century After century had passed.
可是一个世纪一个世纪的过去。
We are now in the 21st century.
现在我们来到第21个世纪。
And we are still waiting for the Lord's return.
我们现在仍然在等候主的回来。
Now, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们,
if those in the first century were waiting for the Lord's return,
如果在第一个世纪的那些人在等候主的回来,
it is very, very real that our Lord may come in our lifetime.
这就非常非常的真实,我们的主能够在我们有生之年就回来。
I do not know why.
我不知道为什么。
But somehow in my heart.
然而在我的心里面。
I sense, I feel the Lord may come in my lifetime.
我察觉,我也感觉到主也许在我有生之年就能够回来。
He allows me to live that long.
他许可我活这么久。
Because he knows I'm waiting for his return.
因为他知道我在等候他的回来。
But brothers and sisters,
可是弟兄姊妹们,
there is a very important question.
在这边有一个非常重要的问题。
That we need to ask ourselves.
我们必须要问我们自己。
There is no problem that the Lord is coming.
对主的回来不是一个问题。
And very probably it can be in our lifetime.
而且主的回来就可能在我们有生之年发生。
But the problem is, are you ready?
但是问题的所在就是你预备好了吗?
What if the Lord should come now?
如果主现在就回来,
What will happen?
将会发生什么事呢?
Do you expect this auditorium to be emptied?
我们会期盼在这个聚会厅里面都空掉了吗?
Thank God if that is the case.
如果这是这样情况的话,我们感谢神。
But if there should be some who will still remain behind,
如果在这边仍然有一些被留下来的话,
woe to that people who have to be left behind.
对那些被撇下来的人有祸了。
For they will be weeping and gnashing their teeth in darkness.
因为他们要在黑暗里哀哭切齿。
They will repent.
他们要在这边后悔。
That they had not been faithful to the Lord while there was time.
他们在那边在还有时间的时候他们没有向着主忠心。
It is as if the Lord gave them a second chance.
就好像主在那边给他们第二次的机会。
Brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们。
How good it will be.
这是将是何等样的美好。
When the Lord shall come,
当主来的时候,
this auditorium is emptied.
这一个聚会厅里面没有一个人留在这里。
None will be left behind.
没有一个人被撇下来。
By the grace of God, we are all taken.
靠着神的恩典我们都被提了。
But the problem is,
可是问题所在,
are you ready?
你预备好了吗?
I do not know how you feel.
我不知道你觉得如何。
But my feeling is,
但是我的感觉却是,
the Lord most likely will return in our lifetime.
非常有可能我们主能够会在我们有生之年就回来。
Because he promised his return in the first century.
因为在第一个世纪的时候他就应许了他的再来。
No wonder those who loved the Lord in the first century, they waited for the Lord's return.
难怪在那第一个世纪里面爱主的人他们就在那边等候主的回来。
They were not wrong.
他们没有错。
They were right.
他们是对的。
Because if the church is ready,
因为如果教会预备好的话,
our Lord can return in the first century.
我们的主能够在第一世纪就回来。
Who is so anxious to return?
谁在那边何等着急的能够盼望回来呢?
The church or Christ?
是教会还是基督?
I think it is Christ.
我想是基督。
Our Lord Jesus is so anxious to come back.
我们的主耶稣基督是如此的焦急盼望能够回来。
To receive his own to himself.
盼望能够接他自己的人到他那里去。
That we may be with him forever.
好让我们能够与他永远同在。
That is the heart of our Lord.
这乃是我们主的心。
Where your heart is.
你的心在哪里?
That is the heart of our Lord.
可是这却是我们主的心。
He wants to come back.
他盼望能够回来。
He wants to have us with him.
他盼望与我们能够与他同在。
But he has waited.
可是他在那边等待着。
Dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们,
are we waiting for the Lord, or the Lord is waiting for us?
是我们在等候主, 还是我们的主在等候我们呢?
It is the Lord who is waiting for us.
是主他在等候着我们。
Our Lord is ever ready to return.
我们的主早已经预备好了要回来。
He is most anxious to return.
他何等的焦急盼望能够回来。
That he may take us to himself.
好使接着我们能够与他同在。
And wait and be with us forever.
要和我们永远在一起。
That is the heart of the Lord.
这乃是我们主的心。
But unfortunately, His church is not ready.
但很不幸的, 他的教会却没有预备好。
Do you think saints in the first century waiting for the Lord's return were wrong?
你认为在第一个世纪里面等候主回来的这件事情是错的吗?
No.
不。
Their hearts were right.
他们的心是对的。
But because the church has not been ready.
可是这个教会还没有预备好。
Our Lord Jesus cannot return.
我们的主耶稣就不能回来。
But dear brothers and sisters,
可是亲爱弟兄姊妹们,
I do not know if you have that kind of sense.
我不知道你有没有那样子的感觉。
20 centuries have passed.
20个世纪已经过去了。
That's long enough.
那已经够长了。And
every prophecy concerning the coming of the Lord has been fulfilled.
每一个关乎主再来的预言都已经应验了。You
do not wait for any other prophecy to be fulfilled.
你不需要再等另外一个预言再得着应许。The
next prophecy in the Bible to be fulfilled is the coming of the Lord.
在圣经里面下一个要得着应验的预言就是主的再来。
He can come at any time now.
他现在随时都能够回来。
Do you realize?
你知道吗?
That we are living in the most thrilling time.
我们活在一个最让人兴奋的一个时刻里。
The Lord is coming.
我们的主要回来。
Are you ready?
你预备好了吗?
What if he should come now?
如果他现在回来怎么样呢?
Will this auditorium be emptied?
是这一个大厅里面会没有一个人存留下来吗?
Will there be still some left behind?
还是有些人会被撇下来呢?
Oh, brothers and sisters.
Oh, 弟兄姊妹们,
this is the prayer of my heart.
这乃是我心中的祷告。
that when my Lord shall return,
当我们的主回来的时候,
this auditorium is emptied.
这一个大厅里面没有一个人存留。
None will be left behind.
没有一个人被撇下来。
By the grace of God,
靠着主的恩典,
because we have been waiting for him,
因为我们在这边已经在等候着他,
so he will take us to himself.
所以他会接我们到他那里去。
Dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们,
are you waiting for the Lord's return?
你在这边等候主的再来吗?
Or do you, as the lazy servant,
你还是像那个懒的仆人呢?
Say the Lord is delayed.
他这边说主迟延他的回来。
So he began to eat and drink.
所以你就在那边吃吃喝喝。
He began to beat his fellow believers.
他就打他的其他的仆人。
And the Bible says,
圣经里面讲到说,
suddenly the Lord returned.
突然之间主就回来了。
And he will be cut into two.
那他就会被这边腰斩。
He will be cast into outer darkness.
他就会被丢在外面的外边的黑暗里。
And there will be gnashing of teeth.
在那边他在那边哀哭切齿。
You know, everywhere I go,
你知道我每去一个地方，
I oftentimes have been asked this question.
那很多时候我就被问到这一个问题。
What is the outer darkness?
这个外边的黑暗是什么？
I don't know why people are so interested in outer darkness.
我不知道为什么人对这个外边的黑暗这么感兴趣。
It seems as if people are more interested in outer darkness than the glorious kingdom.
好像人对这个外边的黑暗比对这个荣耀的国度更感兴趣。
Are you waiting for the glorious kingdom?Of Christ.
你在那边等候基督那荣耀的国度。
Are you waiting for the outer darkness?
还是在那边等候那个外边的黑暗。
Of course.
当然了。
We are not waiting for outer darkness.
我们不是在那边等候外边的黑暗。
Now what is outer darkness?
这个外面的黑暗是什么呢?
You know, people are very interesting.
你知道人对这件事情都非常感兴趣。
In many places I go,
我去的许多地方。
People will ask me, now what is outer darkness?
人就会问我说这个外边的黑暗到底是什么?
Do you expect me to tell you what is outer darkness?
你盼望我能告诉你这外边的黑暗是什么吗?
In all the books that I have read,
在我所读过的所有的书的里面，
And I have read a lot of books.
我读了很多书。
There is only one book.
只有一本书。
That tried to tell us what is outer darkness.
试着要告诉我们这个外边的黑暗是什么。
That is a book by Robert Govett.
这是 Robert Govett 写的一本书。
Now Robert Govett was a person who was literal.Interpretation in everything.
葛贝弟兄他是按着字面来解释一切的事情。
So he did have an interpretation of outer darkness.
所以他对这个外边的黑暗他有这样子的解释。
Now do you want me to tell you what that is?
你要我告诉你他怎么解释的吗?
He said,
他这么说。
When the Lord was traveling,
当我们的主在行走的时候，
there was brightness within.
在他的里面有那一个亮光。
But out of the brightness,
可是在这个亮光之外，
surrounding the brightness,
在这个亮光的周围，
there will be darkness.
那边就有黑暗。
That is the way the Lord traveled.
这乃是我们主行走的时候所有的情况。
But when the Lord shall return,
可是当我们主回来的时候，
He will cast off the outer darkness.
他会把这个外边的黑暗都除去了。
And that is what outer darkness is.
那就是那个外边的黑暗。
It is a very clever interpretation.
这是一个非常聪明的讲法。
But I don't know whether that is the correct one.
可是我不确定他这个这样的解释是不是正确的。
But anyway, the Bible tells us.
不论如何，这圣经告诉我们。
When the Lord shall return.
当我们主回来的时候。
When he casts off the outer darkness around him.
当他把这个他周围的这黑暗都除去的时候。
Those who have not been ready.
对于那些还没有预备好的人。
Will be cast into that outer darkness.
这些人要被丢在那个外面的黑暗里。
So outer darkness is outside the kingdom.
所以这个外边的黑暗呢，是在这个国度之外的。
When the Lord shall return,
当我们的主回来的时候，
He will establish His kingdom upon this earth.
他要在这个地上建立他的国度。
We call it the kingdom of the heavens.
我们讲到这乃是天国。
But those who had not been ready for Him.
可是对那一些还没有预备好的人。
Now remember.
记得。
These were not unbelievers.
这些不是那些不信主的人。
These were believers.
这些是信主的人。
But these were people who were not ready for the Lord's return.
可是这些人却对主回来这件事情还没有预备好。
These were the wicked servants.
这乃是那些恶仆。
Saying that the Lord is delayed.
所以我们的主就迟延了。
So they eat and drink.
所以他们这些恶仆就在一边吃吃喝喝。
They love the world.
他们在一边爱世界。
But suddenly the Lord shall return.
可是突然之间主就回来了。
And they will be cast into outer darkness.
而这些人就被丢在那个外边的黑暗里。
So who will be in outer darkness?
所以谁会在那个外边的黑暗里呢？
Not the unbelievers.
不是那些不信主的人。
Believers.
而是信主的人。
But because they are not waiting for the Lord.
可是他们却没有在那边等候主。
So they will be cast into outer darkness during the millennium kingdom.
所以他们就在千年国度的期间被丢在那个外边的黑暗里。
What did they do?
他们在那边要做什么呢？
The Bible tells us.
圣经告诉我们。
They gnashed their teeth and repented.
他们在那边哀哭切齿并要悔改。
Dear brothers and sisters.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
If we do not repent today.
如果我们今天不悔改。
One day, we must repent.
有一天我们总要悔改。
Because we have seen it.
因为我们看见了。
We have seen the coming of the Lord.
因为我们已经看见主要回来。
We have seen the kingdom.
我们已经看见了国度。
And when that day shall come.
当那一天来到的时候。
You will be in outer darkness.
而你要被丢在那个外边的黑暗里。
What do you do?
你在那边要做什么？
Gnashing of teeth.
在里边哀哭切齿。
That is to say, repentance.
那就是说你在里边悔改。
Oh, brothers and sisters.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Let us repent today.
让我们今天就悔改。
If we live a loose life.
如果我们过着一个放荡的生活。
If we are not following the Lord.
如果我们今天不跟随主。
Let us repent today.
愿今天我们就悔改。
If we do not,
如果我们今天不悔改，
one day we will repent.
有一天我们总要悔改。
But it is in outer darkness.
可是在那个时候你是已经在外边的黑暗里了。
In a sense, it's a little bit too late.
从一个角度而言，那时候已经太晚了。
But thank God.
可是感谢神。
Once he loved you, he loved you to the uttermost.
如果他一旦的爱你就爱你到底。
He will not let you go.
他不会放过你。
He will pursue after you.
他会追着你。
Until he completes you.
直到他在你身上成全你。
That is the mercy of God.
这乃是我们神的怜悯。
Oh, brothers and sisters.
Oh, 弟兄姊妹们。
How I thank God for His mercy.
我何等样感谢神为着他的怜悯。
If it is left to me.
如果把这件事情交给我的话。
What will happen?
这将会有什么事情发生呢？
I may love the world today.
我今天就会爱世界。
But that is, for that is visible.
因为那是世界是看得见的。
I will enjoy the world.
我会在那边享受这个世界。
Thinking that I'm safe at all.
想到说我毕竟我已经得救了。
Brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们。
Even so.
甚至如此。
You are saved.
你虽然已经得救了。
But you have not been saved to the uttermost.
可是你还没有被拯救到底。
God wants to save you to the uttermost.
神盼望拯救你，要拯救你到底。
He wants not only to save you from hell.
他不仅仅要把你从地狱里面救出来。
He wants to save you from outer darkness.
他要把你从那个外边的黑暗里面救出来。
In one sense, outer darkness is still the mercy of God.
从一个角度而言，这个外边的黑暗仍然是神的怜悯。
Because God gives you another opportunity.
因为神在那边要给你另外一次的机会。
But in another sense,
可是从另外一个角度来看，
what a loss you have suffered.
你将要遭受何等样的损失。
Think that you may reign with Christ for 1,000 years.
想想看，你可能和基督一同掌权1,000年。
And instead of that,
而除了这，
you have to be weeping and gnashing of teeth in outer darkness.
你没得着这个，反而你要在外边的黑暗里面哀哭切齿1,000年。
But God gave you another opportunity.
可是神在那边给你另外一个机会。
Because He wants to save you to the uttermost.
因为他盼望能够拯救你，并且拯救你到底。
Every time I think of that,
每次我思想到这个的时候，
I thank God.
我感谢神。
Because how good is our God.
因为我们的神是何等样的良善。
Once He set His heart on you.
当他把他的心摆在你身上的时候，
He will save you. He will work in you to the uttermost.
他就要拯救你，在你里面做工，只等到拯救你到底。
So outer darkness in one sense.
所以这个外面的黑暗，从一个角度来看，
It's a sorrow.To believers.
对基督徒而言是一个悲哀。
But in another sense,
可从另外一面而言，
it is God's persistent love towards us.
这乃是神向着我们坚持不改变的爱。
We do not know how long one will be in outer darkness.
我们不知道一个人在这个外边的黑暗里面要有多久。
The Bible is silent on that.
在圣经里面这个点上面没有说。
Whether you have to go through 1,000 years.
或者你要在里面经过1,000年。
Or whether you will go a shorter period.
或者少于1,000年。
We do not know.
我们不知道。
But we do know.
可是我们知道一个点。
You miss the kingdom of heaven.
你在那边失去了进天国的机会。
You miss reigning with Christ.
你失去 与基督一同作王的机会。
But because of the love of God,
可是因着神的爱，
He will not let you go.
他不会放过你。
He gave you another chance.
他要给你另外一次的机会。
That you may be restored and be with God in eternity.
好让你在那边被恢复，能够与神在永世里面同在。
That is the mercy of God.
这乃是神的怜悯。
You remember that parable in Matthew 25.
你记得在马太福音25章里面的比喻。
The king is leaving to receive his kingdom.
这个王离去要得着他的国。
So he gave talents to his servants.
所以他就把这个才干，这些才干给他的仆人们。
He gave his talents according to their condition.
他按着他的仆人们的光景给他们银子。
Now thank God.
我们感谢神。
He loves variety. He loves variety.
我们感谢神，因为他盼望有多样性。
He does not create every one of us the same.
他不把我们每一个人都做成一样。
We are all different.
我们都不一样。
Because he loves variety.
因为他盼望能够，他喜爱有多样性的。
To some, they have the talents to use 5 talents from God.
所以有些人他们就得着了5000两的银子。
And some only 2 talents.
那有些人就得着了2000两。
And some only 1 talent.
而有些人呢只有1000两。
Not because God loves variety.
因为神喜爱多样性。
The problem is not how many talents you have received.
这问题的所在不是你得着了多少千两的银子。
The problem is how faithful you are.
这个症结所在是你如何的尽忠心。
But it is very usual.
这是一个非常
常见的情况。Those who have received 5 talents, they were faithful working for the Lord.
对那些得着5000两的仆人们，他们就在一边忠心的为主做工。
And they earned 5 more talents.
使得他们能够赚得另外5000两。
And those with 2 talents.
所以那些得着2000两的。
They were also faithful.
他们也在一边尽忠心。
They earned 2 more talents.
他们也赚得另外2000两。
But usually, it is the one with 1 talent.
而问题就是在那些通常只得着1000两的。
He said, well, I have only 1 talent.
他们就说，哦，我只得着了1000两。
What does it matter?
那这有什么不关有关紧要吗？
So instead of trading with the 1 talent.
所以在那边不没有他们用这1000两来做生意。
He became lazy.
他就变得懒惰。
He looked down upon what God has given him.
他们就轻看了神所给他们的。
So he buried this talent.
他们就把那个1000两埋在地里。
When the Lord comes back,
当主回来的时候，
He said, Lord, I know you are a hard master.
他就对主说，主啊，我知道你是一个忍心的主人。
So I was afraid.
所以我怕。
I hid the talent.
我就把这个1000两的
埋起来了。Now he is your talent.
看看，这就是你给我的那1000两。
And the Lord said,
那主就这么说。
If you know I'm a hard master,
他说如果你知道我是一个忍心的主人，
Why do you not give your talent to the bank?
他为什么你不把这银子放在兑换银钱人的那里呢？
You may not want to work,
你也许不想要做，
But the bank can work for you.
可是那个兑换银钱的人他能够替你做。
So the Lord said, take away His talent.
所以主就对那个仆人说，对人说，把那1000两也拿走。
And gave to the 10 talents.
给这个有那个10,000两的仆人。
Brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们。
This will happen when the Lord shall return.
这是主回来的时候将要发生的。
We will all as His servants stand before Him.
我们都要在如同我们是他的仆人，一同站立在他的跟前。
There will be the judgment seat of Christ.
在那边有基督审判台。
Now remember,
记得
，this is not the final white throne judgment.
记得，这不是最终那个白色大宝座前的审判。
Because the final white church judgment. white,
the great white throne, great white throne,
the great, throne,
the great white throne,
judgment, the great white throne judgment is for the world.
因为在那个最终白色大宝座前的审判是对着这个世界而言的。
It is the judgment of believers.
在这边的基督台前的审判乃是为着信徒的。
We who believe in the Lord Jesus.
对我们信主耶稣基督的人。
One day we will all stand before the judgment seat of Christ.
有一天我们都要一同在基督审判台前聚集。
Now remember,
请记得,
it is not a throne, it is a seat.
请记得这边讲的并不是一个宝座, 乃是一个审判台。
Because in the old days,
在以前的时候,
they have big families.
他们那边有很大的家族。
Now I came from a big family.
我自己就是从一个大的家族来的。
Four generations living under one roof.
我们四代同堂住在一个屋檐下。
And my grandfather is the head of the family.
我的祖父是这一个家族的这个头。
My grandmother prepared food for everybody.
我的祖母为所有的人预备那个食物。
And we all have our own streets.
那我们每一个人都有自己的住处的地方。
We all have our own mates.
我们也有我们自己的那个仆人。
Doing nothing but gossiping.
我们在那边什么都不做，就在那边叽叽喳喳。
When the time comes for food,
当要吃饭的时候,
the slave will come and call us to the table.
这个仆人就会在那边招聚我们来到餐桌前。
After we eat, we return to our rooms.
在我们吃完饭了以后呢, 我们就各自回到我们住的地方。
So with nothing to do,
所以我们那边没事可做,
but gossiping.
那我们就在那边说闲话。
Lots of gossiping.
说了很多的闲话。
That's the big family.
这就是大家庭所有的。
But brothers and sisters,
可是弟兄姊妹们,
when the Lord shall return,
当主回来的时候,
He will gather His own people.
他在那边要招聚他自己的百姓,
in the air.
在空中,
the Bible calls it the judgment seat of Christ.
在那边讲到乃是基督的审判台。
It is Bema.
这就是这个字叫做 Bema。
Because in the old days,
因为在以前的时候,
with the big family,
当有一个大家庭的时候,
once in a while,
每隔段时间,
there will be a family gathering.
在那边就有一个家庭聚集。
The head of the family will sit on an upper place.
在那个家族的家长就会坐在一个高起来的地方,
called Bema.
那个地方就叫 Bema.
And all the family members will be standing before him.
那所有家里面的成员呢,都要在这个家长的跟前站立。
If you are not of the family, you will not be there.
如果你不是这家里面的成员的话, 你不会参与这个家庭聚会。
And there the head of the family will judge his family.
在这个时候,这个家长就对家庭的成员做审判。
If a member of the family had done great things for the family,
如果在这个家庭成员里面有人为这个家族做了好事,
he will be praised and rewarded.
他就在那边得着称赞并且得着奖赏。
If a member of the family had brought disgrace to the family,
如果在那边有家庭成员把这个羞辱带到这个家族里,
he will be openly scolded and also sentenced.
并且在那个时候他就会在众人面前受责备并且受惩罚。
That is the Bema judgment.
这乃是这个Bema这个台前的审判。
That is not the final judgment.
这不是那一个最终最后的审判。
Believers will be judged separately.
基督徒要在这一个另外一个审判里。
But remember,
可是请记得,
do not think that because you believe in the Lord Jesus, you will never be judged again.
不要认为说因为你信了基督，所以你就不会再经历审判。
Our God is righteous.
我们的神是公义的神。
So what he gave, he will require.
他就着他所给的，他会要在那边得着。
The grace that he had given to us.
他所给我们的恩典。
He wanted to see how do we use that grace.
他要盼望看见我们如何来使用这个恩典。
Have we been faithful while we are on earth?
我们是不是在地上的年日我们是忠心的呢？
Or have you wasted the grace of God?
还是我们浪费了神的恩典？
It is the judgment seat of Christ.
这乃是基督台前的审判。
And if you disgrace the family while on earth,
如果你在地上的年日带羞辱到这个家庭里,
you will be judged and even punished.
你就会在那边受审判，甚至被处罚,
and be cast into outer darkness.
然后就被丢到外边的黑暗里。
So we call it the judgment seat of Christ.
所以我们称道这乃是基督台前的审判。
As believers,
作为一个信徒,
we will all stand before the judgment seat of Christ.
我们都要在基督的台前站立。
We will not stand before the judgment of the great white throne.
我们不会受到那个白色大宝座的审判。
Because that was for unbelievers.
因为那个审判乃是为着不信主的人的。
But we will all stand before the judgment seat of Christ.
可是我们都要在基督的审判台前站立。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们,
when we stand there,
当我们在那边站立的时候,
how glorious it will be.
将是何等样的荣耀。
If we will be praised and receive reward in the kingdom.
如果我们在那边能够被称赞并且能够得着国度为奖赏,
worthy to reign with Christ,
能够配得与基督一同作王,
or it will be disgraced,
还是我们在那边能够被得羞辱,
cast into outer darkness,
被丢到外面的黑暗里,
given another opportunity to repent.
在那边得着另外一次的机会来悔改。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们,
thank for the mercy of God.
为着神的怜悯, 我们实在是心存感谢。
Once he loves you, he will not let you go.
他一旦爱了你, 他就不会放弃你。
He will see to it,
他要确定这件事情要做成,
that you will be transformed into the glory of his beloved son.
他要确定你能够被变化, 能够像他儿子的荣耀。
That is the will of God.
这乃是神的旨意。
Thank God for that.
为着这个我们感谢神。
So brothers and sisters,
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹们,
what are we waiting for?
我们在那边等什么呢?
Are you waiting for the coming of the Lord?
你在那边等候主的再来吗?
Are you afraid of his coming?
还是你害怕他再来呢?
Do not think that is still far away.
不要认为这件事离我们还很远。
As I have said,
就如同我所说的,
all the prophecies preceding the coming of the Lord in the scripture have been fulfilled.
在圣经里面, 在主再来之前, 所有的预言都已经应验了。
The next one is the coming of the Lord.
即将应验的预言乃是我们主的再来。
So brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹们,
we are living at this time.
我们活在现在这个时刻里。
The Lord is coming.
主现在要来了。
Are you ready?
你预备好了吗?
This is a very serious question.
这是一个非常严肃的问题。
Oh, dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们,
I hope,
我盼望,
should the Lord come now,
如果主现在就来,
this auditorium will be emptied.
这一个大厅里面将是空无一人。
None will be left behind.
没有一个人被撇下来。
That is my prayer.
这是我的祷告。
So may the Lord have mercy upon us.
愿我们的主向着我们有怜悯。
Shall we pray?
让我们一起祷告。
Dear Lord, how we praise and thank thee.
亲爱的主，我们何等要感谢赞美你。
Because thou hast promised us.
因为你曾向我们应许。
Thou will come back to receive us to thyself.
因为你要回来接我们到你们那里去。
We thank thee because we know that the time is near.
我们感谢你，因为我们知道这个时刻是非常靠近了。
Thy coming can be any moment.
你的再临是可能是任何时候都发生。
Oh dear Lord.
哦，亲爱的主啊。
Our prayer is get us ready.
我们的祷告是让我们能够预备好。
Get us prepared.
让我们能够预备自己。
Do not allow any one of us.
不让任何在我们当中任何人。
Think that the Lord is delayed.
认为我们的主迟延了。
But knowing that thou can return at any moment.
而我们心里面能够确知你随时都可能回来。
Prepare us.
预备我们。
That we be ready for thy return.
好让我们能够对你的回来我们能够的预备好。
Come Lord Jesus.
哦，主啊，来啊。
This is the prayer of our heart.
这乃是我们心中的祷告。
In your name, Amen.
奉你的名祷告。
Amen. Amen.